lacking the spiritual depth to realize just how tiny we are, bewilders us into the conviction that we are actually significant. Filled with our own importance to think the world, we think the world should revolve around our desires, and we become frustrated and angry when it doesn't. Then, mistaking the identities of others, we quickly divide them into friends and enemies. So much suffering ensues from all this ignorance. That our consciousness becomes captured by false ego proves that we lack self-knowledge. We do not understand that we are Krishna's eternal servants, or that our identity in relationship with him cannot be altered. It is simply who we are. Although being Krishna's eternal servant implies that we have an eternal relationship with him, we nevertheless have turned our back on him and have tried to separate ourselves from this intrinsic relationship. Because of that, we suffer existential emptiness. We are incurably lonely. Aside from not knowing ourselves, we also don't know Krishna, neither do we deeply understand the prescribed sadhana process. Yes, we chant Hare Krishna, but how deep is our realization and surrender to this practice? We also lack clear understanding of what is favorable and unfavorable to our devotional service. Thus, we tend to do things that hinder our bhakti and fail to do those things that could help. The second cause of our misfortune is asatrishna, thirst for the temporary. We thirst for the temporary in four forms. We maintain petty desires for material comforts. We desire heavenly pleasures. We desire mystic powers, control of the material energy by subtle means. And we tend to desire liberation or freedom from suffering. This last anarta appears when, while we are chanting Hare Krishna, our desire to go back to Godhead is strongly motivated by the desire to escape suffering. This attitude is actually self-centered and has little to do with bhakti. The core of it is salvation, not Krishna's satisfaction. The third cause is Hridaya Durlabham. It refers to two related weaknesses: attachment to objects unrelated to Krishna, and deceit, fault-finding, envy, and the desire for fame. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur notes that sadhakas should be especially careful of the hankering for fame. Such outpourings of false ego are extremely difficult to eradicate. Finally, the fourth cause of misfortune is aparad. We commit offenses when we chant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami, of the nine processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one can very easily attain the most valuable love of Godhead. Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya 4.71. It is wise to avoid the 10 offenses against the holy name. These offenses are listed in the Padma Purana, and Srila Prabhupada presents them in his purport to Bhagavatam 7.5.23-24. While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid 10 offenses. From Sanat Kumar, it is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, he is freed from offensive life if he takes shelter of the Lord's holy name. Indeed, even if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, he'll be liberated if he takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. The offenses are described as follows: A. To blaspheme a devotee, especially a devotee engaged in broadcasting the glories of the holy name. B. To consider the name of Lord Shiva or any other demigod to be equally as powerful as the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor is anyone superior to him. C. To disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. D. To blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures compiled in pursuance of the Vedic literatures. E. To comment that the glories of the holy name are exaggeration. F. To interpret the holy name in a deviant way. G. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. H. To compare the chanting of the holy name to pious activities. I. To instruct the glories of the holy name to a person who has no understanding of the chanting of the holy name. J. Not to awaken in not to awaken in transcendental attachment for the chanting of the holy name, even after hearing all these scriptural injunctions. To understand aparadas and why they adversely affect our ability to achieve the results of chanting, we should remember that Krishna and his holy name are none different. This means that as Krishna is a person, so is holy name as a person. Committing nam-aparad therefore means that we are insulting Namaprabhu. It is only natural that he does not award his full potency, that is, he does not give himself to offenders. If a great and influential person wishes to bestow his wealth on us, but we maliciously criticize his devoted servants, he will be offended. If we consider his inferiors equal to him, again he will be offended. If we disobey his assistants, especially those who have introduced us to him, or if we criticize the books that describe his wealth and power and position, or if we misinterpret his glory or consider them made up, it is only natural that he will be offended. Even worse, if we act criminally and misuse our relationship with him by expecting him to protect us simply because he can, then that great man will shake his head and consider how to teach us some valuable lessons. He will change his attitude towards us, and he will withdraw his protection and kindness, even as he continues to keep an affectionate eye on us. We would expect anyone to become offended by the behavior I just described. Why not Namaprabhu? In Bhakti Sandarbha, Anuchet 153, Srila Jiva Goswami notes that aparadas are those things that block us from achieving attachment to the holy name. Blaming the holy name for our failure to become attached to him is simply the fifth namaparad in Srila Prabhupada's list above. Considering the glories of the holy name to be exaggerated or imaginary, Hari Nam Namni Kalpanam, unfavorable results stemming from committing offenses. In the Bhakti Sandarbha, Anuchet 153, Srila Jiva Goswami describes five unfavorable effects resulting from namaparad. These effects may be carried in the heart from one birth to the next. 1. Crookedness, or performing devotional service to gain something other than Krishna's pleasure. 2. Faithlessness. 3. Attachment to things that destroy faith in the Lord. 4. Slackness in the performance of devotional practices. Pride in one's devotional advancement. Offenses are extremely deleterious to our devotional progress. Srila Prabhupada's translation of the second verse of the Shikshastakam in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila 2016 underlines this point. My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity. And therefore, you have many names, such as Krishna Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. Again, this second Shikshastaka verse indicates the importance of anartana vritti, cleansing the heart. This verse glorifies the fact that chanting is not restricted by time or place. It is fully transcendental, a fully transcendental process, and we are free to chant Krishna's holy name in every circumstance. But although Krishna is so kind, Tavakripa Bhagavan, we are so unfortunate to a daiva because of the anartas in our heart, our lack of understanding, our material attachments, our weaknesses, and our offenses, we remain unfortunate, devoid of attachment to Krishna's holy names. Although we are attracted by so many things of this world, we have no affection to Krishna's holy names. What can we do to help ourselves? Don't criticize devotees. Criticism of devotees is born of pride and inflames envy. Often our criticism takes place during casual conversations when we're not even thinking about what we're saying. But every time we express envy and malice towards a devotee, the lotus of the heart contracts. Those who want to chant purely must avoid all sadhu ninda, including the cheap and unthinking variety. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned Raghunath Das Goswami, Gramya Katana Shunive, do not talk and gossip like people in general or hear what they say. Avoiding pramada, inattention while chanting. Whenever devotees discuss chanting and how to improve it, they inevitably come to the central problem, pramada, the inability to keep the mind focused on the holy name. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur devotes chapter 4 through 13 of his Harinam Chintamani to the Padma Purana's list of 10 offenses to avoid while chanting. Chapter 12 is devoted solely to curing the problem of pramada. There he states, pramada may mean madness, but here the meaning is inattention or carelessness. It is from this offense that all other offenses spring. Inattention has three basic categories, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur lists them as odasinya, apathetic devotional service, or the lack of a fixed resolve in sadhana, jadya, or laziness or inertia, and vikshep, distraction or the misplacing of one's intention or engagements not directly connected with sadhana bhakti. Apathy indicates that we lack a deep concern for either our chanting practice or the holy name itself. As a result, we have no taste for chanting. Laziness creates sleepiness and feeds distraction, and again we find ourselves with no taste. Distraction relates to the grasshopper mind jumping everywhere and anywhere and remaining unable to maintain its focus on the holy name. Clearly, to attain taste while chanting Krishna's holy name, we must overcome our inability to pay attention. To accomplish this, it is helpful to understand the nature and workings of the mind. So that's the end of chapter 2 of the Japa book. And there's a note to the Bhakti Sandarbha, Anuchet 153, mention of the 5 deleterious effects that may be carried from birth to birth after committing up namaparad. So this is the note. Further from the Bhakti Sandarbha, Anuchet 153, quote, because most people are inclined to commit offenses, they should perform spiritual activities again and again. That those who offend Namaprabhu should chant the holy name again and again is explained in the Nam Aparada Bhajana Stotra of the Padma Purana. Quote, the chanting of Hare Krishna is recommended for persons who commit offenses because if they continue chanting, they will gradually chant offenselessly. Even if in the beginning one chants with offenses, one will become free from such offenses by chanting again and again. End quotes. Hare Krishna. That completes the entire chapter. Hare Krishna.